clonal expansion of the latently infected memory CD4 T cells, which can be driven by foreign antigens and cytokines, have been attributed to HIV persistence. Recent studies suggested that clonal expansion may be driven by antigens from tumors and pathogens, such as cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr virus. Given the immunosuppressive role of IDO, elevated IDO activity may impede the clearance of these antigens, which in turn expand the HIV reservoir. As part of our commitment to delivering innovative therapies to patients worldwide, Novartis believes in the need to support ethical, independent clinical research conducted by qualified third-party investigators. The value of the scientific research produced by such investigators is key to complementing Novartis-sponsored research. If a family member or co-worker has the sniffles, do you avoid them as best you can? If someone standing behind you at the grocery store blasts the back of your head with a hack-hack-cough-sneeze combination, do you feel like you want to duck and run to avoid getting sick? Some people might not worry about catching whatever those sniffly-sneezing people have, but should they? If you're concerned about catching colds or the flu during the winter months, it might help to know a few things about the common cold or flu. Mr. Watson, I'm happy to see you moving around. Your procedure was successful, and the blockage has been removed. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm a little short of breath, but otherwise I definitely have more energy.
I'm glad. It will take some time to recover, but the fact that you're out of bed less than 48 hours after surgery is encouraging. Don't push yourself too hard, but the more you can move, the better. Actemra is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active rheumatoid arthritis. After at least one other medicine, called a disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drug, has been used and did not work well. Actemra changes the way your immune system works. This can make you more likely to get infections or make any current infection worse. Some people have died from these infections. Your healthcare provider should test you for TB before starting and during treatment with Actemra.